Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
Our household, like many others, has been through numerous pandemic pursuits. Hikes, swims, midday boogies, gardening, baking, board games, and every combination thereof. But one day, the books lying askew, the pom-poms strewn everywhere, the mud-soaked feathers and sticks lying on the carpet, the relentless meal planning, the fights for more screen time got to me. I burst. I spewed some, clean this right now, go to your room, no more video games. And then I went to my room and sulked. Later that day, my 9-year-old handed me a note. He said it was his writing assignment. If you're not feeling cheerful, the note said, I can make you feel better by hugging you. My heart was already melting. And if that doesn't help, the note continued, I will help you by telling you a joke. That made me groan and smile at the same time. But wait, the note wasn't done. And if that doesn't work as well, it concluded, can you just change your mind? Sometimes we all need reminders to step back and see that in spite of all our troubles, there are still things to be thankful for. For the books that in spite of lying askew, offer straight flights into fantasy. The pom-poms that even astray offer pops of color in the day. The mud-soaked feathers and sticks reminding us of the gift of nature around us. The reasons to be grateful are everywhere if we care to look. The comfort of meals, the assurance of limitless connections through our screens, art, music, letters, laughter, the possibilities are endless. And sometimes being happy is as simple as deciding to be. I put the note away and, per advice, changed my mind. And just like that, I did feel better. With a perspective, I'm Sandhya Acharya.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.